Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, last hour of this Monday edition. Kurt Rogers joining us now for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt, how are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you? Are you nice and warm?
You know what? I'm thankful that we in Colorado still have the lights on.
That's it.
And a lot of parts of the country don't. So, yes, I'm thankful. I'll take it.
Yeah. We are quite blessed here.
Yes, we are. All right. So talk to us about the mortgage world, what's going on, the demand for things and so on. Each week we talk, I just don't see any let-up in that at all.
No, I don't either. One of the things, we've talked about this before, John, about the housing supply being down. There's just not enough pre-existing homes. So what you're seeing is the builders are starting to really ramp up and go forward. One of the things that people forget when they go to a builder, builders may offer you this special money.
Right.
And some people will say, well, why do they do that? Well, first of all, they don't want to build a house unless they know you're approved. So they have to have some kind of financing set up.
Correct.
But what they do, they're not in the finance business. That's more to protect their investment. But they'll offer you money. So much money if you'll do a loan with them. But when you break it down, it's normally not real money. I call it monopoly money.
Well, and Kurt, correct me if I'm wrong, and you've been in the car business for, quite a few years, as well as what you do now. And I know in the car world, which most people may or may not realize, but let me give you all a little tip. Typically, when a car is financed through the dealership gets a little bit of a kickback, if you would, on that financing that happens with whatever company they use, be it a local bank, credit union, GMAC, Ford Credit, whatever there is, Kurt, they typically get a little bit of a kickback on that. And I guess the question is, do the home builders in this situation get something similar to what a dealership gets?
Well, that's a real tough one to say because you are correct with the dealers. They do that. There's regulation that says that you have to be real careful in doing that, but they can own the mortgage company as a subsidiary, and that's different, and they have to be competitive. But what normally you'll see happens is they may offer you $7,500, but they charge other fees in other areas that they would just go ahead and waive anyhow, or the lender will charge them a higher fee and pay them a management fee or a monthly fee to be allowed to be their lender. And that's perfectly legal. So you got to ask yourself a question. If they're in the building business, how do they know anything about the financing of
right.
homes?
Right.
They're very limited on the product that they can offer you.
Great question.
It's going to be cookie cutter. It's going to be this, and that's it. And if you fall outside the box, they're not going to allow you to go forward. So you got to be real careful when you're talking with a builder. And I always recommend you shop.
Yep.
If I can help you, I will. If I can't, I've told some people, I said, that's real money. Go take it. It's a good deal.
Right. But you got to check first. But by the way, we'll talk more about this when Kurt's with us on Thursday. But Colorado, it's one of the things I always look at, too, which our great listener Joe sent me this. U-Haul.com has a migration growth because they always look, who's renting trucks, where are people going. They've got pretty good stats on, what people are doing, where are they renting, where are they going to, what kind of one-way trips are they making, and so on.
Yep.
And on their ranking, Kurt, Colorado is number 6, up from number 42 on migration growth.
That's true, and that's because a lot of people are moving here because it's such a great state to live in. At least it has been in the past.
Yep.
So, yeah, and that's putting such a big demand on the pre-existing homes. That's why builders are up a lot.
Yep, yep. All right, what's on Haystack Help tomorrow?
Actually, we're going to have a conversation. I'm going to go over that, and amongst, what causes your rate to be what it is, how you can affect it,
okay. How
you can help, what about this misleading price advertising that you're seeing. Stuff like that.
Okay. And again, we'll have Kurt with us on Thursday afternoon as well. Kurt, how do folks get a hold of you?
720-895-0500, or they can call, go to our website at aimortgage.net.
Right on. Kurt, thanks. I appreciate it very much. We'll see you Thursday. And again, in the meantime, folks, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, I said earlier today that Joe Biden, yes, he's trying to push through some different gun control measures as we speak. Anniversary of Sandy Hook, he feels like there's some things there I guess he needs to step out and do that, frankly, won't save any lives past or future. But, hey, well, you know, whatever. My point is this. If those things do happen, I would get a gun purchased, get things handled, get things done the sooner rather than the latter. And I mean that sincerely. And Franktown can help you with all of that. Whether you've owned a gun for a long, long time or you're just looking to buy your first one, they can help you. KLZradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Charlie's trying to get Carol Lieberman on with us, America's psychiatrist. We'll talk to her as soon as he gets her on the phone. But she's been good the last few times she's been with us. Actually, I've really enjoyed talking to her. She's been a lot of fun and funny, and she's actually all across the country doing different interviews and things like that. So we appreciate the time that she gives us. And if she's available, we'll take her today. If not, we will get her back on the line in the not-too-distant future. But she's always a joy to talk to and really talks a lot about just that Karen mentality. As I said that last hour, I really am shocked that we've gotten to a point in today's world where literally we've let the Karens be in charge, and I really don't know how that's happened. But Dr. Carol Lieberman joining us now. Dr. Carol, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you joining us. It's always a joy having you. I always get a kick out of talking to you. And I said during the last hour and just repeated it a moment ago that I can't believe we've gotten to a day and age in this country where we've literally let the Karens out. They're literally controlling everything. And I feel like every time I go someplace, I'm looking over my shoulder trying to make sure one of them's not watching me.
Well, I think the biggest Karen is Nancy Pelosi.
yeah, no comment. Very true. And here's the thing. They're not only there watching, but they're watching, and the minute you make one little mistake, they're the first ones to jump all over you and tell you the mistake you just made.
Yes. I think I might have mentioned before, these are people who have deep psychological problems themselves. And so it's not really about what one particular person does, you know, the person who they're attacking at the moment. It's really about something going on inside of them.
Okay, so if, which by the way, I believe you, I think you are 100% correct, I still have a question that no one's answered yet. Why did we put them in charge? They're psychologically defects in a large way, yet we've let them be in charge. Why did we do that?
Well, you mean let them be in charge in terms of, like, for example, if they ask to speak to the manager, that we get the manager?
Yes, and the mask wearing, and I mean, on down the line we go. I mean, it's just Dr. Carroll, to me, it's just incredible the amount of power we've given these people.
Yes. Well, you know, I think first of all, in a way, I'm not sure if this is what you meant, but in a way, the governors and the mayors who are insisting on these mandates, like mask wearing and so on, those are Karens in themselves.
Yes.
You know,
it's
not just the women or who are telling people to put on your mask and stuff.
That's right. You're reading my mind. That's exactly what I'm asking. You know, we've literally put the Karens in charge, and it's not just on the baseline level where you're at the grocery store and they want to see the manager. I mean, this is all the way up and down the entire, you know, quote unquote chain of command, if you would. We've literally unleashed the Karens. I mean, I hope somebody makes a movie someday about this. Literally, we've unleashed the Karens on society.
Yes, you mean all the people who are sort of taking it upon themselves to be the bosses.
Yes.
And you know, part of that is because there is no boss. You know, I was thinking about this, how we're like kids whose parents are getting a divorce. You know, we're like kids in a family where there's a lot of dysfunction. And when parents are arguing with each other and sort of headed towards divorce, kids feel very helpless, confused, you know, and it's like bewildered.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're having with not just the Karens, but with the two parties going at each other. Of course, the news, you know, today is Nancy Pelosi plans independent 9/11 type commission
right.
to investigate
right.
Capitol riot. I mean, they're not letting this go.
No, they're not. No, they are not. They're going to expand the Karen investigation.
Yes, right.
Literally.
I mean, it's just, and so this is very destructive, needless to say, very destructive to all Americans' mental health. And it's actually destructive to the mental health of people in other countries, too, who kind of have depended, if not literally, then just, you know, metaphorically or in a general sense, depended upon America to get things right. And we are falling apart.
No, exactly. And yeah, and like you say, I mean, this really, I do believe it's having a negative effect on a lot of different people that are out there, to the point where, and I was going to ask you this, I feel that the reason why a lot of these folks have, you know, we gave them a little bit of power, they took a ton, and now they're working off of fear. So now you've got all these people running around in public that are so fearful at times of what a Karen may or may not say to them that they just go along with what they're being told for fear of reprimand.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is not the way to operate a society, I don't think.
I mean, yes, there's no, people really don't know what they're doing. And I was just reading about how Joe Biden plays Mario Kart during one weekend vacation at Camp David. All this is going on with the impeachment, and everybody's running around like kissing their own tails, and Joe Biden is playing Mario Kart. I mean, if this were a movie, like a screenwriter wrote this into a movie, it wouldn't get made because they'd say no one would believe that.
Right, right. No, yeah. Again, I continually, you know, wake up, do what I need to do, come down, you know, do the show, do the things I do, Dr. Carroll. But I'm really, every day that goes by, I'm just getting more and more frustrated in the fact that we collectively have allowed this. And even to this day, in a lot of cases, Dr. Carroll, we have not pushed back. We've got a caller calling in. Tabitha from Westminster wants to talk as well. Tabitha, you're on with Dr. Carol Lieberman.
Yeah.
So I wanted to respond to your comment. You said, where did these Karens come from? Who put them in charge? Well, we did, and it started early on. In the elementary schools, they're doing this whole safe to tell thing. It's okay to snitch on someone. If you see something wrong, you better tell somebody about it. And I don't know, when I grew up, you didn't tell on somebody necessarily when you saw them doing something wrong. You mind your business unless somebody else was truly being harmed. So these Karens are out there thinking that they're saving the world by complaining about the mask, by complaining about this. They feel entitled, like that's what they're supposed to do. And it started way early on in elementary. I really believe that because my three kids, I've got high schoolers that are like, Mom, what is wrong with our 10-year-old? And I'm like, well, I don't know, but she snitches on everything, on everybody, doesn't matter what it is. And I'm like, some things are confidential.
Yeah.
Just look the other way, and they don't know how.
Great point. Tabitha, I'll let you go with that. Dr. Carroll, do you want to comment on that?
Yes, that was a very good point. These things are happening in schools, both, you know, elementary and high school and colleges. I mean, there are some colleges now that are saying that they were encouraging students to snitch on other students if they, like, if they went out of their room. You know, this was a college where they were supposed to stay.
Yes.
And I mean, this is what they do in China and Russia. I mean, that's what our country is turning into.
Let's not forget, Dr. Carroll, this is literally, and I'm not trying to be, you know, cruise or a wise crack comment when I say this, but, you know, Hitler did exactly the same thing inside of Germany back in the day. He literally trained his people to snitch on one another. That's what he did.
Yes, that's how he was able to get more into power. Yes, because he turned everybody against each other. Yes, absolutely. And that is where we're headed. And, you know,
I got a question for you. How do we, you know, we that I believe are the sane individuals here, which, again, I'll make a comparison. Hitler was a madman. That guy was as whacked out, Dr. Carroll, as anybody could be whacked out. I'm sure as a psychiatrist, you look at that and think, oh, my word, what work somebody could have done, you know, there in that man's life. But yet we're kind of experiencing literally the same things in today's world. So question for you, how do we that are sane fight against this insanity?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something. I try to do it in the media, you know, trying to explain things to people and hoping that they'll wake up. But the really unfortunate thing is that on social media, I mean, I also am pretty active on social media, but now I have to sort of question myself before I'm going to point something out and say, is that enough to get me kicked off Twitter? Or, I mean, this is horrible. And I try to fight against that, but it's like that we literally have masks over our faces, and we're going to just go down the rabbit hole if we don't speak up.
I agree. All right, we got another comment coming in as well. Spartacus in Colorado Springs, you're up.
Good afternoon. How are you, Sir John?
How are you, sir?
Good. I'm glad you're not married to a Karen. Could be a little conflict.
No,
there.
I am not. But so, no, go ahead.
I know. On this issue, my daughter's a pretty high performer, and she got, from kindergarten on, involved in the IB, International Baccalaureate Program. Sounds pretty good, looking in, and she is a high performer, and she's a great writer. However, there is a globalist content to this thing that, as time goes on, that all of a sudden, by the time she went to college, she's abandoning a lot of her family core values, which really disturbs me. And I'm not trying to knock on the IB program. It is a rigorous program wherein about, depending on the year, 50 to 70% of kids that are sophomores and juniors drop out and take AP because there just aren't enough hours in the day. I mean, she was doing all-night essays for retake in high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that stuff in college. I don't know about you, but The point that I'm trying to make is there is a globalist content that we are one and we are all the world.
Right.
And it disturbs me in what that's turned into.
Yep.
She's taking a gap year before she goes to law school. Her new job, which didn't exist a year ago, is as a contact tracer for Summit County in her slippers and BJs.
Yep. Yep.
But my point is I don't like to see everything gets so whacked out by the time, and she went to the, of course, the Boulder bubble where
right.
you and I
right.
spent all the time.
Right.
But it, very disturbing to me the way the kids get indoctrinated.
Yep.
At least George Goebbels with Hitler, he had a sign on the top of his office that says Ministry of Propaganda. Well, we don't have that, but we know what's going on.
All right, Spartacus, I appreciate that. Dr. Carroll, he's actually right in what he's saying.
Yes, and I have been trying to, and I'm still trying to tell parents, to wake parents up to what kids are learning in school. I mean, it is not, I think we have been very naive thinking that kids are learning the same things that we learn
no,
in school.
No, they are not.
And there is so much propaganda going on as far as, for example, in February, well, we're in February, the schools are having, many schools across America are having a week, Black Lives Matter week. And in this week, the Black Lives Matter organization has provided the curriculum. And the curriculum, first of all, it was drafted in connection with this woman who's like the FBI's most wanted terrorist. And the things that they are teaching, they have 19 principles. And one of the principles has to do with destroying the nuclear family, the traditional nuclear family. Mm. Other principles have to do with essentially convincing kids to become trans. I mean, there is so much going on, not just about globalism and about communism and socialism and all of that, but also about sexuality in elementary school. Kids don't understand what they're being, you know, they don't understand right. about sex when they're in elementary school. And they are being fed, you know, all of these things, basically telling them that you don't want to be the same sex or gender that you were born with. You can be trans or you can be this or that, making it seem like if you want to be cool, don't be the sex you were born with. Be something else. I mean, parents don't
yeah,
know.
No, you are. You are. I went ahead while you were talking. I took the liberty and I went and looked up their 13, what do they call them, 13 guiding principles. I'll read these off really quickly. First one, restorative justice. Second, empathy. 3, loving engagement. 4, diversity. 5, globalism, which we know what that means. 6, queer affirming. 7, trans affirming. 8, collective value. 9, intergenerational. 10, black families. 11, black villages. 12, unapologetically black. And 13, black women. So you are spot on what you said.
Yes. And, you know, some of those names like diversity, like how could you argue that they're being taught diversity, but it's not being taught, you know, to sit around and sing kumbaya.
Right.
I mean, it's really heavier kinds of things. And you know, people don't understand that organization altogether. They think that it's just a nice organization to
it
help
is not.
Racism.
Yeah, it is not.
And it is absolutely not. You know, the background of the three women who founded it is very not it's very much what those 13 principles have to say.
Right.
So parents need to really get much more involved with their kids' schoolwork, see what they're reading, see what their teachers are telling them. I mean, now, in a way, in the places where there is Zoom school, parents can sit in and listen. And certainly they can see the books and they can see the homework. And parents really need to do this.
Agreed. Oh, question for you. And Charlie and I were thinking of this several weeks ago when you were on with us the last time. It's just it's a personal question from us to you. And that is, how, you know, being that you're in Beverly Hills, how in the world do you make that work being in Beverly Hills, California, with the way you think?
I don't have any friends.
Well, you got us.
Well, you know, let's put it this way. I mean, I know, I guess a lot of the friends that I do have don't necessarily think the way I do, and I try not to talk about these kinds of things with them, but then there are people that I'm involved with, you know, who are more, think more along the lines. And, you know, I just feel when I became a psychiatrist, it was always my passion to not just see people in my office, but to try to help everybody through the media and try to help people get insights and to understand what's going on in the world. And of course, the irony is that when I became a psychiatrist, the world was a lot calmer and not as there wasn't quite as much. It wasn't as crazy as it is now. Let's put it that way.
True. No, and you know, it's kind of the same way. You know, we are. I'm a conservative, but yet a Boulder native. I grew up in, you know, Boulder, Colorado, which I'm sure you're very, you know, familiar with. And yeah, I understand what you're saying. You some way, somehow, you work through that, and you hang out with the people that are somewhat like-minded, and still do what you need to do business-wise on the other, you know, side of the fence. Last question for you, and I appreciate your time, Dr. Carroll. It's always a joy to have you with us. And I get first question before I go to my other question. How do folks get a hold of you? There's some questions or things that they want to talk to you directly on. How do they get a hold of you?
They can go to my Twitter feed. They could go to at Dr. Carroll MD, at DrCarolMD, or they can go to my drcarroll.com website, which is DrCarole.com, or terroristtherapist.com.
All right. Last question before I let you go today, which, again, I appreciate you joining us. When it comes to all the things we've talked about now with, you know, just the psychology of things and the reality that we're, you know, we've really put people into power that honestly I don't think are psychologically where they need to be. Those of us that I believe are sane and really looking at things correctly, what kind of hope, I guess, I mean, maybe that's what I'm looking for the folks that are listening right now. What kind of hope can you give those folks listening as we move forward and down this path, really not knowing what tomorrow holds? What kind of hope can you give us?
Well, you know, one ray of hope is the fact that at least Trump was acquitted. That was a positive thing that's happened in a while. Of course, now there's this, you know, as I was saying, Nancy Pelosi wants this 9/11 commission. I mean, you know, will they ever let him go? Because they just get such a thrill out of being bullies that, you know, they just keep, you know, they're going to ride this train for as long as it goes. But I think the thing is that people need to become more involved. It's so easy, and it's so, you know, when you look at what's happening, it's so easy to just feel helpless and just watch, you know, binge watch television, you know, to sort of feel to escape. But people need to get more involved. Whatever their political party, they need to get more involved with it. And certainly they need to get, if they have children, I would start with getting involved with the kids and what they're learning in school and complaining to the teachers and the principal. And not that is necessarily sufficient. Like, they have to gather other parents. There was a wonderful letter in the New York Post a week ago or so from a father who was complaining about these kinds of things, about what his kids were being taught. And he complained to teachers. He had two kids. He complained to their teachers. He complained to the principal. And they were just defensive, and they wouldn't really listen to him. And so finally he went to the New York Post and asked if they would publish his letter, in which he talked about all these different things. So I'm not saying that it's easy, but the more parents you can gather, you know, it's easier if you go in a group than just one person at a time.
Strength in numbers. No, well said. I appreciate this very much. Dr. Carroll, we'll have you back again. In fact, love to have you on a regular basis. I really appreciate your time. Keep up the great work. And to your point a moment ago, yes, we do still have hope.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Carroll. Appreciate it. Have a great evening, and thanks for your time. And again, folks, if you want to find more about her and her work and the things that she does, just go to Carroll, and it's C-A-R-O-L-E, and it's LiebermanMD.com. So Carroll Lieberman. MD.com. Just check out that website. And there's a lot of information, by the way, there, testimonials and other things there that might even help you in the journey that we're all on now, trying to get some of this stuff fixed. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks, and they want to help you buy a new or used car. It's like going back in time to buy a car, literally. You can shop online, purifychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. The same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, folks, you just heard Marie talking about Purefoy Chevrolet and the details there when it comes to buying a car. Guess what? The financial details in your life need to be looked at as well, and something that a lot of times gets really kind of put on the back burner. You really don't even look at it. We're so busy doing everything else in life, working, raising kids, handling the Karens in our world like we just talked to Dr. Carroll about. But we forget about the financial end of it. I mean, the financial future, not paying bills today, but how are we going to get to where we need to go down the road? That's where Al comes in. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Give him a call today and get him working for you. 303-744-1128, or find him again at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Register now for a free retirement planning workshop with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at the Littleton Cafe. Dinner included, Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. Sign up now at klzradio.com/money.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Somebody texted this in and said, if I covered this today, sorry that they missed it, but I hadn't, and it is President's Day today. And he sent me this quote, which, by the way, is very fitting to today. This is a quote by George Washington. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. I'll say that again. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Folks, it's so important for us to be able to speak what we believe, speak our minds, and even allow those to speak that we don't agree with. That's the idea in the whole premise of freedom of speech, is to let those that we don't like speak. Speak their minds. Say what they want to say. You know, they could be completely wrong, but they still have the right to say whatever it is they're completely wrong about. Unfortunately, we now live in a day and age of cancel culture where if they don't like what you're saying, you're not allowed to say it. That's not how freedom of speech works. I want to read these 13 principles. By the way, I use that term loosely. They're their principles, maybe, but they're definitely not mine. Although a few of these I could get on board with. And this is how the left and those that are in this realm get you. And I'll explain in a moment. But Dr. Lieberman talked about these 13 guiding principles that, by the way, they had the first week. It was last week, by the way, in most public schools. Your kids probably already went through these. So the Black Lives Matter movement is guided by the following principles. We seek to expand the student understanding of these principles through the week of action, which just happened. Number one, restorative justice. We are committed to collectively, lovingly, I think that term's used loosely, by the way, and courageously working vigorously for freedom and justice for Black people and, by extension, all people, which, by the way, I'm for. Yes, we want justice for all people. As we forge our path, we intentionally build and nurture a beloved community that is bonded together through a beautiful struggle that is restorative, not depleting. Okay, that all sounds great. How do they do it? We'll go through a few of these. Empathy. We're committed to practicing empathy. We engage comrades with the comrades is the word they use, by the way. Interesting word, is it not? Comrades. Yes, I'm reading this word for word, folks. Think I was reading something out of Russia. We engage comrades with the intent to learn about and connect with their context. Now, folks, empathy, by the way, is something I don't possess, and I'll be the first one to admit it. Charlie knows that. Most of you listening know that. I'm not an empathetic person. It's not in my blood. I am a let's get it done and move on person. Yes, I get that people struggle, and they have things in their life, and there's disappointments and all of that, and I understand all of that. And my problem is I'm not very empathetic to it because in my world, the way you get over that is you just get over it, move on. So I'm not very empathetic. So I struggle with number two because I think if we build on too many people's emotions and we don't deal with the facts, we're in trouble. It's okay to be empathetic. It's okay to feel sorry for people. It's okay to show them empathy. But we need to be careful that that's not the overwhelming thing that we live our lives by the way, or you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt. Number three, loving engagement. We are committed to embodying and practicing justice, liberation, and peace in our engagements with one another. By the way, sometimes those three words don't even go together. Peace, justice, and liberation. Typically, if you get justice and want to liberate, peace isn't in the equation any longer. And by the way, most of the BLM movement does not involve peace. In fact, I will tell you that by and large, it does not involve peace. Number four, diversity. We are committed to acknowledging, respecting, and celebrating differences and commonalities. Okay, yeah, I get that. Which, by the way, if we'd quit looking at people as being diverse and look at them as being the same as us, we wouldn't have to worry about it. Kind of the way I've always done it, the way my dad taught me. It doesn't really matter what somebody's color of skin is or where they come from or their background. We're all created equal. Treat each other accordingly. Globalism, which, yes, I am so much against. But yet that's number five. We see ourselves as a part of the global black family, and we're aware of the different ways we're impacted or privileged as black folk. Again, these are their words, not mine, folks. Privileged as black folk who exist in different parts of the world. So even there, they're teaching kids that live in America that if they're black, they're somehow privileged. Which, by the way, we as Americans are very privileged over the rest of the world. Yes, we are. It's the joys and the freedoms that we have in this country that allow that, by the way. It's why the borders need to be secure, because everybody wants to come here. Very few want to leave, even though the elites of Hollywood will tell you they want to leave if something doesn't go their way. None of them do. Number six, queer affirming. We are committed to fostering a queer affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteromorphic thinking, or rather the belief that all the world are heterosexual or heterosexuals unless they disclose otherwise. I don't think I even want to read that again. Let's just leave it at number six is queer affirming. I've got five more of these that we'll go through as soon as I come back. Keep in mind, everybody listening, that kids were in public school, especially, most likely, last week, your kids learned all of these. You may not know that. You may not have gone over their curriculum, but this was last week, the first through the fifth. So 2 weeks ago, I guess I should say. This is what your kids learned. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, and they want to help you with all of your automotive vehicle needs. And don't forget, they can tow your vehicle in if needed as well. They've got loaner cars, and Cooper tires are at cost as well. 303-841-1071 is the phone number, or again, you can find them at klzradio.com.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, folks, I want to give you a little tip on the legal side, which I hope I can do this. And Kevin, if you're listening, please forgive me because I'm not a lawyer. But some of the things I've learned from Kevin over the years is if you're involved in an accident, especially one where somebody ran into you and then you ran into somebody else, providing you're okay and you're safe and there's no issues and you can get out of the car safely, do so and take lots and lots and lots of pictures. And oh, by the way, don't admit fault. You don't admit you ran into the car in front of you. You don't admit anything. You don't say anything to anybody. You take a lot of pictures. You gather the information you need to. You talk to the officers that may show up. And you leave. And then you call Kevin. Prior to calling the insurance companies, by the way. Because the other insurance companies are going to do everything possible to make it seem like it was your fault. You hit the car in front of you. Not the guy's fault behind you that made you run into the car in front of you. Get where I'm going with this? Yet so many of you will just talk to the insurance companies freely and give up all sorts of information that may wind you in more trouble than it's worth when it's all said and done. So again, call Kevin on the front side. Put this number in your phone, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com, and it's spelled F-L-E-S-C-H.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts, 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, I'm back, and we're talking about the BLM movement at school. And the 13 guiding principles that all of your kids learned the first week of February. Number 7, trans-affirming. We're committed to embracing and making space for trans siblings to participate and lead. We are committed to being self-reflexive, and doing the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift Black trans folk, especially Black trans women, who continue to disproportionately be impacted by trans antagonistic violence. By the way, folks, all of you know that I would never say anybody should be violent towards another human, even if I think they're sick in the head and don't realize what sex they are. So I would never say that. But I will say that trans folks, and I've said this many times, need psychiatric care. Why? Because if you don't know what gender you are, you have mental problems. Yes, I said that, and yes, I will stand by that. And also why I'm not one to say that anybody trans should be in leadership of any kind, including the Department of Health for the United States of America. Number 8, collective value. We are guided by the fact all Black lives matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status, or location. In other words, you're all in. Intergenerational. We're committed to fostering an intergenerational and communal network free from ageism. We believe that all people, regardless of age, show up with capacity to lead and learn. 10, Black families. We're committed to making our space family-friendly and enable parents to fully participate with their children. We are committed to dismantling the patriarchal principle that require mothers to work double shifts, that require the mother in private, require them to mother in private even as they participate in justice work. Number 11, Black villages. We are committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, and especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. In other words, it's like Hillary Clinton, it takes a village to raise your kid, which, by the way, no, it doesn't. This again goes back to what Dr. Carroll said a few minutes ago. They're trying to dismantle, which they say very loudly, the regular nuclear family that we in Western society have come to embrace, which, by the way, I believe is our Judeo-Christian values and what God intended. It's very specific in Scripture, by the way, that I'm responsible for my family, my kids, and no one else is. Very clear, crystal clear, by the way. Number 12, unapologetically Black. By the way, fine, I'm unapologetically white. I'm not apologizing for my being white. I don't expect anybody that's Black to apologize either, nor should anybody that's Asian or Hispanic or Korean, or I can go down the list, folks. None of us should apologize. They're saying we are unapologetically Black in our positioning and affirming that Black lives matter. By the way, all lives matter. That's me saying that. We need not qualify our position. To love and desire freedom and justice for ourselves is a necessary prerequisite for wanting the same for others. By the way, I have no problem with that. Everybody deserves equal treatment, period. And everyone should love and desire freedom. So this statement I actually will agree with, other than I wish they would say we're unapologetically Black and believe that anyone else of any other race should be the same. For example, I'm white and I'm unapologetically white. By the way, I'm proud that I'm white. I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of where I came from. I'm proud of the way I was raised, and I'll never apologize for that. God made me this way. Why would I apologize for it? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anyone say. And by the way, those of you that are Christians or pastors and preachers that are preaching this crap and this garbage, shame on you. You should be preaching to people that God made them this way, and they should celebrate it. Period. God doesn't make mistakes. At least that's what I thought the church used to teach. So if God makes mistakes and he made you white instead of Black, that's a mistake? I think not, folks. Black women, number 13. We are committed to building a Black woman affirming space free from sexism, misogyny, and male centeredness. Now, I have no idea what they mean by male centeredness. I know what they mean by misogyny. And again, I will tell you that no woman anywhere, Black or otherwise, should suffer any of this. But I also believe that there's a difference between men and women. And we complement one another, not come in conflict with one another. It's not a contest. We should complement each other, much like all the rest of us in life do. Much like Charlie and I are doing as we speak. Charlie handles all the technical side of things here, and I get on the air and talk. It's a compliment. It's not a contest. I don't compete with Charlie. He doesn't compete with me. We're in this together. It's the same way husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, brothers, sisters. This is the way the world works, folks. We should compliment one another. That's the way it's supposed to work, which, by the way, that was never said here. This entire 13 principles makes it sound like there's a lot of competition here, and they need to make sure they're first. Which, by the way, I don't agree with. Now, like I said prior, and I will keep saying, should we all be treated equal? Yes. Yes, regardless of the color of our skin, regardless of our religion, regardless whether you're an atheist or a Christian, a Jew or a Muslim, a Republican or a Democrat. We should all be treated the same. Unfortunately, the other side doesn't see what I just said, nor will they buy into what I just said. They don't think that we're all equal. They look at Republicans and conservatives as scum of the earth. Literally, they don't think, you know, we're the deplorables. Remember, that's what they called us and still do. There are those out there now saying that any of us that voted for Trump, we should be ousted and set apart and basically separated and cast aside in society. That's what the left will tell you, folks. That's how they view us. So tell me how that fits into what I just read to you from Black Lives Matter. You see the hypocrisy in what goes on the left? They preach tolerance, yet they're not. They preach acceptance, yet they don't. They preach equality, yet there is none. Folks, I could go down the line and all the disparities that happen on the left that they will tell you one thing, but yet live their lives completely different. They're the biggest bunch of hypocrites I've ever seen in my entire life. Again, it's do as I say, not as I do. That's how the left approaches life. We'll come right back. A good shop is next. And I say this all the time, and I mean it. We've got more weather coming in the middle of the week. You may have even been involved in an accident over the weekend. That happens when things get slippery and may not even be your fault. And especially if it's not your fault, get your vehicle to a good shop. Call, you know, make the insurance company allow you to take it there, which, by the way, you're in control of that, not them, not the insurance company. And you can find a good shop and have the car taken there immediately after it's wrecked. Have it towed there directly, even if it's after hours. Just go to klzradio.com, look them up, find the mobile app on their website. Number is 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
By the way, Bill in Boulder said that after the BLM or the BLM agenda seems to continue the decline of the black family that the Great Society program began with back in the 60s. Is this coincidental? No, Bill, it is not. And you are spot on. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. If you think any of these 13 principles is designed to bring the black families, quote unquote, together, think again. This is the biggest anti-family agenda you'll ever see, folks. Trust me when I say that. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, it's next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.